A recent poll from CBS News finds that voters in New Hampshire see former Vice President Joe Biden as the Democrat most likely to defeat President Trump in November. But he's also the Democrat who generates the lowest level of excitement among supporters. As NHPR's Josh Rogers reports, voters still considering Biden appear to be navigating that apparent contradiction in the final weeks of the primary race.
If Joe Biden's campaign can be boiled down to a single idea, a return to normal is probably it.
We have to restore the essence of who we are.
It's a vision you'll hear at pretty much any campaign stop, including Biden's recent visit to Derry.
We've led the world by the power of our example. And we lose it, it damages our security as well as makes a lie of who we say we are. So, folks, that's the main reason why I decided I was going to run.
Given his resume, 40 years on the national stage and 8 years as VP, and the rupture Democrats felt with the election of President Trump, a turn-back-the-clock message might be inevitable for Biden. And while it carries a risk of seeming backwards-looking, for voters inclined to support him, like Jennifer Bernard, a special education teacher from Londonderry, it's reassuring.
He's not so left, he's not so right, and he's got a real caring heart, and I think he's knowledgeable and experienced, and I just am hoping he's the person that can help heal the frustrations and the anger that's been going on in this country.
For Democrats who haven't committed but who are still considering candidates, Biden's familiarity is often a plus. Liz Meller lives in New London, and like several candidates, Senators Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar are among them. She says Biden isn't enthralling, but his familiarity is comforting.
When he came to Colby Sawyer, he was very somber. He was very serious. And I think he would be a nice grandfather, like to bring the country together, maybe. And maybe he would pick Amy for vice president. That would be a good thing.
Few candidates ever enjoy unconditional support, but talk to people at Biden events, and the speed with which they can toggle from praise to concern can be jarring. Tim Blanchard, a retired engineer, was in the crowd when Biden spoke in Derry.
I think Joe's basically a real good guy. But, you know, I'm concerned, and that's one of the reasons I'm here, I'm concerned that, you know, mental acuity is a big deal for me. And if Joe doesn't have the mental acuity to do the job, then he's not the right guy.
This issue, which can encompass both Biden's age and his propensity for verbal miscues, is one the candidate has taken to addressing head on.
I think it's legitimate for you to look at all of us and say, okay, do you have the energy? And you can see, you can make a judgment. And if you think you do, fine. If you think I don't, don't. But my problem is I probably have a little bit too much energy. Sometimes gets me in trouble.
Not on that day. Surely a welcome outcome for Biden supporters everywhere. And to hear Jennifer Bernard, that special ed teacher from Londonderry, tell it, a subdued Joe Biden may be made for this political moment.
I think being exciting might help draw attention to the campaign, but I think having a dynamo rally isn't necessarily what the people really need.
Not a slogan destined for a bumper sticker, perhaps, but for a candidate with no need to introduce himself, it could end up being sufficient. Josh Rogers, NHPR News.